Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith makes unbelief mad.
Yes, amen.
If you hadn't found that out, you will. Do you remember when the spies went into the promised land to search it out, and they came back and 10 of them brought an evil report, and they said, oh no, it's a land full of giants. It eats up the inhabitants. We're just like grasshoppers. We're nothing. But two of them, Joshua and Caleb, stood up and said, nah. God is with us. Their defense is gone from them. They're bread for us. Piece of bread. Piece of cake. We can take them. Let's do it. And what happened? It made the rest of them so mad, they wanted to kill them on the spot. What made them so mad? Their faith showed up their doubt. Didn't it? In their hearts, they knew that's what we ought to be doing too, is standing up with Joshua and Caleb and agreeing with them, but they didn't want to do that. They're unbelief. They're full of unbelief, and they don't want nobody else talking faith. They want you to agree with me that it's impossible. And when you walk in strong faith, people who don't want to walk in faith are not going to like it. It's going to irritate them. It's going to bug them. Why? Because you're showing them up. And when you live right, and you don't party with them, and you don't get high anymore, and you don't sleep around anymore, some folk, they won't like it because they think, well, we're all just human, and we all just have flesh, and then you haven't yielded. Amen. Well, so sometimes you just can't help it, but they look at you, and you haven't. It shows, that's why sometimes people, they don't want to be around you anymore. That's not the way they should go. They should come with you. Right. Amen? Keep reading. He said, verse 3, fornication. This is Ephesians 5:3. Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness. Don't let it be once named among you as become saints. This is Ephesians 5:4 now. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient. How many know that off-color jokes have no place in our mouth?
Amen.
Right? No affairs. You know, it's amazing to me. Some Christians act like it's just normal to have one or two affairs during the course of a long marriage. I'm like, well, I know it ain't right. I know it's bad, but you know, we're just human. We're not supposed to have any affairs. None. 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 You know how many mistresses I've had since Phyllis and I got married?
None.
None. Don't have to have mistresses. Don't have to have boyfriends. Now, if you've messed up, you messed up, but don't act like you couldn't help it. You could have done something different.
Amen.
If you messed up, you ask God to forgive you, He's forgiven you. You don't have to do it again. Someone said, well, you're not a real man. I mean, if you're a real man and there's a pretty woman there, then hey, if you're a man, Jesus was a real man.
Amen.
No. You see somebody and they're attracted to you and you run after them, it's because you're weak.
Yes.
Your feelings run you and rule you. You're weak.
Amen.
When you're strong, you can have all kind of feelings, but you get a hold of them and you push them down and say, no, that ain't right. No, end of story. You're in control. You're strong.
Hallelujah.
Man or woman.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Our desires do not define us.
Amen.
We're people of God. Our flesh does not run us.
Amen.
We tell our flesh what to do. It doesn't tell us what to do. Sure, you're going to have feelings. Sure, you're going to have thoughts come to you. You don't have to yield to them. You don't have to entertain them. You cast them down. If they come 1,000 times in a day, you cast them down 1,000 times in a day.
Amen.
And by God's grace, you can live upright. Amen?
Amen.
He said, Verse 5, you know that no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man who's an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Don't let anybody deceive you with these vain words. Verse 11, well, I'm moving too fast. Verse 8, you were sometimes darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Now get this, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. In all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatever does make manifest is light. The light shows up the darkness. The faith shows up the unbelief. Noah's faith and obedience condemned the whole rest of the world that was rebellious and full of unbelief. You're in my faith. Should be convicting people who refuse to walk by faith. You're in my lifestyle. Not to brag on ourselves, because we couldn't do it. We couldn't stand and resist one temptation unless the Lord helped us and strengthened us. And if we stood where somebody else fell, it's not because we're so superior, it's because of God's grace. And we cooperated with Him and believed right instead of wrong. But still, we should live uprightly and live in faith, and that is going to be a witness and a light that's going to show up the lack of it all round about us. You know, it was said that that Brother Smith Wigglesworth, who's a man who walked in a lot of the power of God, it was said at different times, of course they traveled by train back in those days. It was said different times that when somebody would come and walk by his seat on the train, didn't even know him, they'd turn around and look at him and go, "My God, man, you convict me of my sins." And kneel down, ask him to pray. Didn't even know the man. Just that kind of light and power was in his life. People who want to repent, they'll respond that way. People who don't will harden themselves and just get mad. But it's that kind of thing should be going on and happening. And Ezekiel, do you have your place there? Ezekiel 16. This is important though, isn't it? This is a part of faith too. Noah's faith and obedience condemned the world. Showed the difference between he and them. How many believe there's supposed to be a difference between the church and the world? Supposed to be a difference in the way we live, in the way we think, in the way we talk. Ezekiel. Latter part of the chapter here. And verse 51. He's talking to his people. He is reproving them because of their lifestyle compared to the ungodly. He says they were haughty, talking about Sodom, Gomorrah, and committed abomination before me, therefore I took them away as I saw good. Neither has Samaria committed half of your sins, but you've multiplied your abominations more than they. And you've justified your sisters in all your abominations which you have done. You also have judged your sisters, which have judged your sisters, bear your own shame, for your sins that you've committed more abominable than they, they're more righteous than you. Yea, be confounded and bear your shame in that you have justified your sisters. What does he mean? They were doing the same things that the ungodly were doing, and even worse, and he said, you're justifying them. See, they think it's all right. There's no difference between you and them. There's no contrast. Keep reading. He said, you justified them. When I bring again their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then will I bring again the captivity of your captives in the midst of them, that you may bear your own shame and may be confounded in all that you have done, in that you are a comfort to them. See, their life was supposed to be convicting them of sin. But instead, their lifestyle is comforting them. Oh, that's been such a big problem in the church. Yes. That you've got so-and-so And he says, well, I bless God. I think I'm as good a Christian as anybody else down there at that church. I know Deacon so-and-so. He lives right down the road from me, and he does the same thing I do, and I think I'm just as good a fellow as he is. And Sister so-and-so, I know her, and I know what she does. And their lifestyle is comforting them in their sin. You know, we don't reach people by conforming to their sinful lifestyle. We want to reach out to anybody and love everybody, no matter where they're at, no matter what they're doing. But you don't win people by getting in sin with them. You don't win people, you know, by sitting down smoking a joint with them. You don't win people by sitting down and getting drunk with them, laughing at their off-color jokes, watching X-rated stuff with them. Did you hear me?
Yes.
You'll comfort them in their sin. They'll come away with the idea, well, it must not be that bad. I mean, they're supposed to be a preacher. They're supposed to be so-and-so, you know, and they're in here with me. Do you see that?
Yes.
Noah's faith saved his house and condemned the whole world of their ungodliness and their unbelief. Now, you don't want to get into this goody-goody two-shoes stuff. Holier than thou. Right? God said those are a stench in his nostrils. But at the same time, didn't he say, come out from among them, talking about the sinful and the ungodly, and I'll be a father to you. Cleanse yourself from sin. I believe you have the same spirit of faith in you that Noah had in him. You can have the same kind of impact on the world round about you that Noah had on those round about him, both in your preparation and in your life. Let me pray over you. Father, thank you so much for your goodness and faithfulness. And Lord, I did the best I knew how to express these things, but cause everybody to hear what you're saying to them, and that there be no condemnation, but just light. Light that makes free truth to come up to a higher place and escape the wrong thinking and condemnation of the evil one. Lord, let us be the light and the witness that you intended for us to be, that others would not be comforted in their sin by watching us, but that others would be convicted and would have hope to see that you can live above fleshiness and above sin by the grace of God. Let us be the witnesses that you intend. And thank you, Lord, for feeding our faith. And we confess, everybody said out loud, my faith is growing. My faith is getting stronger. I'm growing from faith to faith in God. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.